As a driven leader, chances are sometimes you feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or completely worn out. In this episode, we're going to talk about the four different forms of energy, and I believe these forms will actually help you refill, refresh, and lead with renewed passion.
This is the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast, where we are very passionate about building leaders because we know that everyone wins when the leader gets better. If you're new with us, I want to welcome you to our leadership community. I'll tell you a little bit about what we do. We release a new teaching on the first Thursday of every single month. We're going to cover a lot of content, but we're going to cover it quickly. And so if you'd like to review the content and would like notes, we'd love to send them to you. Just go to life.church/leadership podcast. Let us know that you would like the notes. We'll send them to you every single month. And I want to say a very special thank you to those of you that share on social media. When you invite others to be a part of the community, it really means a lot to me. Invite your coworkers. You might even talk about this in groups with people that you work with, in your ministries, your businesses, your nonprofits and such. Also, if you haven't written a review or rated this wherever you consume the content and you're willing to do that, that actually helps give it exposure. So a big thank you. Today, what I want to do is talk about some big ideas that have really, really impacted my own leadership, my personal productivity, and my well-being. If you're observant, here's what you're going to notice. You'll likely notice that different tasks, different leadership responsibilities, and different types of interactions don't just take a different amount of energy, but it actually takes a different type of energy. Different tasks don't just take different amounts of energy, but they take different types of energy. So before we dive into new content, let me just tell you, if you haven't listened to the previous episode, I highly recommend that you stop right now and listen to the previous episode, The Art of Energy Management. Once you've listened to that one, pick this one back up and we'll move forward. Let me give you a brief review and then we'll dive into new content. Many people think we need to manage our time better, and we might, but chances are you'd be wise to manage your energy, because time is finite, but energy is actually a replenishable resource. In other words, you can't create more time, but you can create more energy. In the last episode, we talked about experimenting in order to create the optimal environments for our own rhythms and our peak production and performance. In the last episode, we acknowledged a few things. Number one, you're better at some things at some times than others. Number two, different tasks take different amounts of energy. In this episode, I'd like to add a third idea, and that's this. Number three, different tasks don't just take different amounts of energy, but they take different types of energy. We've said it, but I want to dive into it. For years, honestly, in my leadership, I didn't study or acknowledge that there were different forms of energy. What are the different forms of energy? There are four that I like to study, and these are the four forms of energy, or sometimes I'll call them the four energy tanks. We want to keep our energy tanks full. What are the four forms of energy? Number one, there's physical energy. That's pretty obvious to most people, but let's start there. Physical energy. Number two, there's emotional energy, how you tend to relate to others and how you emotionally process what's going on in your life. Number three, there's mental, or we might say creative energy, the capacity to create, to think, to dream, to plan. Number three, mental or creative energy. And number four, there's spiritual energy. All of us have these four different forms of energy: physical, emotional, mental or creative, and then number four, spiritual. If you find yourself feeling drained, frustrated, out of energy, you might be wise to diagnose which form of energy you're lacking. Or another way to ask the question is, which energy tank is empty? The reason you want to do this is because you want to be able to identify which tank needs refilling so you can function at your best. Let's talk about the four different forms of energy. We'll start with physical. This one's obvious. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to try to answer the question, what rhythms, supplements, diet, exercises, routine, rest, or recreation creates peak production, strength, and energy? It's a big question. Let me repeat it just so you can listen and absorb it. What rhythms, supplements, diet, exercises, routines, rest, recreation creates peak production, energy, and strength? Now, personally, I'm about 9 years into detailed study about how my body responds and performs based on the environment and what I take in. And I'm going to summarize, and I'm going to get really detailed. And what I respond best to is going to be different to what your body responds best to, but I'm just going to kind of unpack what I've been learning over 9 years of experimenting. First of all, I'm better early in the morning, so I rise early. I take supplements that my body responds best to and that my doctor recommends. I take multivitamins, BCAAs, fish oil, vitamin B and D. I hydrate with lots and lots of water early in the day, along with some natural energy enhancements early in the day. I eat in the morning protein and healthy carbs to give me energy as the day starts. Then as the day moves on, I'm very, very high protein, very low carb throughout the rest of the day. I snack on nuts, celery, carrots, some peanut butter, some guacamole, and occasional protein shakes. I rarely ever deviate from the diet. I actually eat the same thing almost every day for lunch and the same thing almost every evening. You're gonna say, well, that's restrictive and boring. Actually, it's not. To me, it's incredibly freeing. I don't have to spend energy choosing. I like what I eat, and I like most of all that my body responds really well to it. In the evening, I take magnesium and cortisol manager later in the day for mood enhancement and to help me sleep better. I take no caffeine 10 hours before I go to bed, no screen time an hour before I go to bed. I sleep with a mask to eliminate light coming in. And if you want to get really nerdy, I play cricket sounds for sleep on an app, and that actually helps me sleep better. What you're going to need to do is experiment over time and find out what your body responds best to, what kind of supplements, what kind of diet. I'd recommend talking to a doctor or other health professionals to get advice. The bottom line is, you cannot manage what you don't measure. You're going to want to experiment and find out, what do you physically respond best to? How do you create physical peak energy for your performance and fulfillment? Let's talk about the second form of energy, or second energy tank. We'll call it emotional energy. This is super important. When you make difficult decisions and you do as a leader, or when you have difficult interactions and you do as a leader, or you try to solve difficult problems and that's why you get paid to be a leader, you drain your emotional energy. All these difficult types of tasks are, they take emotional tolls on you as a leader. This is so, so, so important. You cannot lead at the highest level or love from the deepest part of your heart when you are emotionally empty. Let me say it again. You cannot lead from the highest level or love from the deepest part of your heart when you are emotionally depleted or void. And for some of you, this is actually a very real problem. So many leaders, and this may be you, you're struggling at home because you've depleted your emotional tank at work and you've left nothing left for those that you love the most. What tends to happen? Well, when you're emotionally depleted, you're not at your best. That's why you'd be wise to know what specifically refills and replenishes your emotional tank. Some of you, it's time with other people. Like you go from office to office, party to party, gaining energy the whole time. For others of you, that sounds like cruel and unusual punishment. You don't want to be with people. You recharge best when you're alone, maybe when you're reading or listening to music or journaling or reflecting or such. You'll need to define what it is specifically for you. Let me tell you what it works for me. For me, I need quality time with people that I love and trust intimately to process my emotions. So for me, it's my wife, Amy, or one of maybe five close friends where I talk my emotions out and I verbally process, and that refills my emotional tank. That's what it is. There's almost nothing else that refills me emotionally. You'll want to define what it is for you that refills and replenishes that emotional tank. You can never be at your best if you're emotionally depleted, and so you'll want to know, what is it that refills that tank? Let's talk about the third type. I'll call it mental or creative energy. Now, in my line of work, this tank is the most difficult to keep filled. I'll just tell you a little bit about what I do. On top of leading our church that has about 750 employees in 33 different locations, on top of all that, I'll write about 60 different talks, meaning a sermon or a leadership talk a year. That's more than one a week. So I have to really keep this tank full. For me, I do this by doing two things, by taking in and by giving out. Taking in and giving out, let me explain. Taking in is being in any kind of environment that helps me intellectually or stimulates my creativity. For me, as an extrovert, it generally happens when I'm around people. I want to know, what new theories do great thinkers have? What books have you read? What articles? What podcasts? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Let's talk about ideas. And processing those things outside is taking in content that stretches me intellectually. I also refill by giving out. Oddly enough, for me, creating helpful content and sharing helpful content gives me energy. So here's what I have to do personally. I have to work hard to balance the intake and the output. In other words, if I take in too much, but I'm not giving out, I get frustrated. Or if I'm giving out too much and I'm not taking in, I can be burned out and depleted very, very quickly. It's the mental and creative tank. You might refill it by reading, by watching something that's stimulating, by being around different types of people, by reflecting. You might even refill that tank by doing something physical, disconnecting your brain and just letting your brain recover. You're going to want to determine what that is. Now, I'm going to chase a rabbit, and this is a fun rabbit to chase. On a side note, I would cite the source if I knew what it was, but I can't remember or find it. But I read years ago something that really impacted me. The article stated this, that the highest performers generally have an unrelated intellectual distraction. Let me say it again. The highest performers, those who are at the peak of whatever they do, they almost always have an unrelated intellectual distraction. For example, I'm a pastor, but I have a side interest. I've always enjoyed business. So I've done real estate and invested in rental homes for over 30 years. It's a completely unrelated interest that's kind of like a hobby to me. I like to read books on business and leadership, and this stimulates me and brings creativity. What you're going to want to do is this. If you feel mentally or creatively drained, you might look for an unrelated intellectual distraction, serving on a board, reading out of your normal interest, talking to different types of people, studying something very different. And what that will do is often will help you recharge creatively. If you want to be the best, you might look for an unrelated intellectual distraction, and that will help you grow in more ways than you could realize. Now, let's talk about the fourth tank, the fourth different form of energy, and that is spiritual energy. At this point, talking about spiritual energy, I want to be really careful and I want to be really respectful because this podcast is all about leadership. And my goal is never to push my spiritual beliefs on anyone. So let me be clear. Whatever you believe, I completely honor and respect your beliefs. From my perspective, I believe that we're not just physical beings, but we're also spiritual beings. So for some of you, if you feel like you're at the end of your rope right now and you can't do anymore, it might be more than the fact that you're just physically drained. It might be more than the fact that you're just emotionally depleted or that you're mentally exhausted. It could be that you're spiritually discouraged, spiritually empty, or even spiritually dead. If you're a person that agrees that we're also spiritual beings, perhaps the best place to find strength, energy, purpose, and passion is not just success in this world, but living for a higher purpose and from a higher power. Now, if you don't know much spiritually and you're spiritually searching and asking questions of faith, I'd recommend you try praying. You might download an app that our church created called the YouVersion Bible app, and you could do a reading plan. I recommend a course called the Alpha Course, an amazing course offered all over the world. You can Google and find a non-judgmental and safe place for those who are spiritually curious. You might try going to church, listening to a sermon on a podcast, or talking to a close friend. No matter what, I hope that you'll recognize at some point what I believe, and that's this, that when we're weak, our God actually makes us strong. maybe a little spiritual energy might be what you need in order to do more and have more fulfillment in life. Now, to wrap this up, I want to share with you an idea from one of my favorite books that I've read over all the years. One of my top favorite books is called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. He talks about what he calls keystone habits. He'll explain it much better than I will, but in my words, a keystone habit would be those habits that create cascading or compounding other positive habits and disciplines in your life. When you have this one habit or discipline, you tend to have other positive compounding habits or disciplines, and the absence of it tends to contribute to the absence of it in other parts of your life or leadership. Here's the point. As a leader, I would suggest that you look for one or two keystone habits or disciplines that helps refill all four energy tanks. Those types of things that replenish all four tanks. Now, let me explain to you something that helps refill my tanks. I've talked quite a bit in different settings about working out. And I know for some of you, the discipline of working out might help you physically, but not much more. For me, working out actually helps refill all four energy tanks, and I'll explain to you why. Number one, obviously it helps me physically. I feel better, I tend to eat better, I sleep better, I have more physical energy. Number two, it fills my emotional tank. About half the time I work out with a friend, either one of two pastors that I know or another guy who's a builder and remodels home. And we process things emotionally. We have buddy time, and that really refills my emotional tank. Sometimes it's as much about the friendship as it is about the exercise, just to be honest. Number three, working out also fills my mental tank. If I'm not working out with a friend, I'm gonna be listening to something, watching something that helps stretch my creativity or challenge me intellectually. I'll be watching a TED Talk, listening to a podcast, or listening to a book. Therefore, physical exercise actually helps me mentally. And number four, oddly enough, working out fills my spiritual tank. Because it might be surprising to some people, but I believe that God gave me this body. And taking care of the body is a way that I tend to honor God. And so working out to me is spiritual, just like Bible study to me is spiritual. It actually fills my spiritual tank. What you want to do is you want to find one or two activities that helps replenish all of your tanks. Now, why are we talking about this? There are a lot of good definitions for leadership, but let's look at one that we've talked about in the last couple of episodes, and that is this. Leadership is the art of harnessing human energy, to create change, to make a difference, and to get results. And the first person you have to lead is you. So let's work hard to keep the energy tanks filled so we can maximize our gifts to make a difference in this world and to feel very fulfilled as we do it. Let's look at some questions for reflection. This is where the rubber meets the road. Question number one would be this. Of the four energy tanks, let's review them. Physical, emotional, number three, mental or creative, and number four, spiritual. Of the four energy tanks, which one needs refilling in your life and leadership? Which one? Number two, what are you going to do to fill that tank? Let's unpack this for just a moment because this is where it gets really important. Let's focus on just one tank. Here's what I know probably about you as you're going to be aggressive. You say, I want to work on these two or these three or whatever. But here's what we have to understand is we can rarely change more than one thing at one time in our lives. So let's just pick one. Which one of the four energy tanks, which one needs refilling, and what are you going to do to fill that tank? For some of you, I hope you listen, actually applying this could be a game changer to your leadership, to your parenting, to your marriage, and to your ministry. Please don't just listen, but do. Apply it. Refill those tanks and lead with passion, lead with energy, and lead with confidence. Because when the leader gets better, everyone gets better. I want to thank you for being a part of our leadership community. And I'd love to invite you, if you're open, to join me for an event on August the 8th and 9th. I'll be helping host the Global Leadership Summit. And that's exactly what it is, a global leadership summit that impacts people from all over the world. There will be host sites all across the United States, and then in later months, host sites all over the world. where some of the best leadership thinkers come in and share very life-giving, practical, and actionable leadership thoughts. I'll be doing the opening talk, one I'm very excited about called Bend the Curve, and the closing talk. We're going to talk about heart over head, the power of emotions in leadership. Again, thank you for being a part of our leadership community. I'd love to encourage you to rate this, write reviews, invite others on social media, and get out there and do what leaders do. Have confidence you have what it takes. Keep those energy tanks full. Don't worry about what people think. Just be yourself. Why? Because people would rather follow a leader who's always real than one who's always right.
Thank you for joining us at the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast. If you want to go even deeper into this episode and get the leadership guide or show notes, you can go to life.church/leadership podcast. You can also sign up to have that information delivered straight to your inbox every month. In the meantime, you can subscribe to this podcast, rate and review it on iTunes, and share with your friends on social media. Once again, thank you for joining us at the Craig Rochelle Leadership Podcast.